Hello everyone, I am going to try to make a dent in this AMA that you all have issued to me. Thank you very much for your questions. I must admit that when I posted this invitation of an AMA, I was not expecting quite so many responses. I mean, really, I wasn't. I thought that if I put it on my sub, my own page instead of an actual subreddit, that I would just get a few questions or just hear from a few people. So I was surprised, and I'm pleasantly surprised, actually. I must say I'm happy to know that, or to read that you are somewhat curious to know a little something about me beyond my audios and my writings, for those of you who are familiar. So I'm just going to get right to it, and I'm going to answer these in chronological order. A couple of you asked early questions and then added on, and for simplicity's sake, I'm just going to answer. If you ask questions later, I'm just going to answer all your questions at once. Yeah, all right, well, here we go. And I apologize for any background noise. I'm not going to edit this too much, maybe just a little bit for cleaning up any background noise, but it's not going to be like an actual production by any means, because I think only maybe 10 people, or however many people ask questions, actually listen to this. All right. So first up, we have English Guys. Hello, English Guys, who asked, who posed a few questions at different times. And first question that he asked, and sometimes I'll say he, and sometimes I'll say they, and sometimes I won't, you know, I don't know. I mean, I don't really know how people like to be referred to, but hey, if you're going to have a word like guy in your profile, I'm going to assume you're a guy. Just, you know, intuitive that way. Okay. So English Guy's first question was, what question do you wish someone asks you? Now, English Guy's, firstly, thank you for kicking off my AMA, and I think you asked this question as a placeholder to be first, but I am going to answer it. Anyway, there is not really a question that I wish someone would ask me. I mean, not now that I've seen all the questions. Maybe when you first asked me this, there might have been a few, but now there are not. But I think one question that I'm not seeing here that I would pose and answer is, why do you continue, or why do I continue making content for GWA and the related erotic subreddits? They are an expression of creativity for the most part. I think there's a part of me that always yearned to do some kind of performance art, and I, for whatever reason, was never exposed to that. My education was very classic, I guess. I mean, that makes it sound really fancy. It's not fancy. It's just, I mean, I just didn't really study performing arts at all. So it wasn't encouraged. Yeah, so I enjoy making audios as a personal expression of creativity. Also, you know, I started making audios very much in the improv mode. And then I never really considered scripts, and someone, one of my listeners, asked if I would read his script, and in fact, it was a femdom script, which up to that point I had never done. I never even thought about femdom most of my audios were GFE type or ramble. Not even ramble, perhaps just rambles. Or even, as one of my friends would say, vignettes. They're not even like a scenario. Anyway, a writer who is not even on Reddit anymore, or at least not on GWA, asked me to read. He was known to me as an audio engineer and wanted me to read in a script. So, oh my goodness, this answer has gotten so long now and it wasn't even a question. But anyway, so I read that script. Oh boy, this does not bode well. I read that script and he produced it and we had fun with that. And I think that was my first script. And after that, I started looking at scripts more closely. And now I look at scripts. I mean, I still love improv. I mean, my heart is still in improv, really. But I read scripts to tell stories that I would not be able to improv on my own. Usually Monster Girls type of things. Or like a very kind of heavier femdom. I mean, I can do gentle femdom, that's fine. And I can do GFE too, although I don't really do that very much anymore. What was I saying? Oh yeah, scripts. scripts. Why am I making audios? I read scripts. You know, I read scripts partly to support writers too. So I enjoy actually finding scripts that have not been read or have not been read in a long time or have been read, but then the people who read them are not on Reddit anymore. I try to give scripts attention. That's part of the reason why I hardly ever read a new script, because, you know, new scripts often just get pounced upon by other performers, and I'd rather read something. I love the idea of like kind of going to a library and pulling from the stacks and you know, like literally blowing the dust off a script. I mean, that's not always the case, but sometimes. I think the oldest script that I ever read was 2 years old that had never been performed, and it became one of my most popular scripts, script reads. I still enjoy it. I still get asked about it. People still DM me and ask me about that script, and I don't think that person even writes anymore, or at least not writes scripts. So yeah, there you go. 8 minutes in, and I just answered a question no one asked. Thank you, English guys. And English guy's second question was, did I get a prize for coming here first, or do I get told off for a premature interjection? Well, it wasn't premature because I posted the AMA, so I was definitely soliciting responses or questions. And your prize, I already told you what your prize was. Your prize, you got an answer offline early, which I will answer later. Okay, English guys proceeded a few days later to ask me a slew of questions. And he goes, right then, Mary Poppins, have some more. And that, of course, is a wink to the title of my AMA offer. It's a line from Mary Poppins, if you didn't know it. What is your literotica profile? My literotica profile is the same as my Reddit profile, because I'm not going to think of a whole bunch of different names. So you can go over there. And I started writing, or I should say, I started posting stories on literotica before I started making audios, and I actually discovered audios on literotica, and that led me over to GWA, and the rest we know. Number two from English guys, out of this batch of questions, apart from nosy Englishmen, what else turns you on? Oh, all kinds of things turn me on. But definitely a wry sense of humor and nice hands. I'll leave it there. So many things, but those are just two things I can think of. Number three, why is your profile here blank? In the beginning, I did have a little bit of a blurb, but I have made so many audios and said so many things that I don't really feel like I need to have a bio on here. And also I think, or a profile rather. Also, I think, I don't know, to have a profile means it can be a little bit restricting. And also, to have a profile kind of means you're trying to me, feels like you're trying to elicit some kind of reaction or response from the reader or the visitor. And I would rather, I guess, elicit a response or a reaction from my audios. And my audios are pretty different from one to the next, so I think. So for me to have a profile would just be, I mean, what, you know, what aspect of those personas would I call out in my profile? You know, I could say something like, all over the place. I don't know. Yeah, that's probably not the greatest answer, but yeah, I just don't feel a need to have a profile. I think what I have to say for myself, it comes from my material. Number five, and yes, I did notice that you skipped number four. I'm a very linear person. That's probably one thing that may surprise people. What is the story behind your username, POV Scribe? I chose that moniker when I had to set up a Literotica profile, or not a profile, but an account. And I knew that I wanted to write stories both from the male POV and the female POV. And for the longest time, I did not gender identify on Literotica. And I actually have had people write to me assuming I was a man, you know, if I wrote a story from the male POV. So I chose POV Scribe. I just was trying to think of something that's, well, first of all, it was available, and that literally conveyed that I was writing from various POVs. Well, I guess two gender POVs. I haven't written from any other, you know, like non-binary or anything like that. Literally just male or female, straight. And so, yeah, POV Scribe, and I wanted a moniker or a username that was pretty much genderless. So there you go. And then, of course, when I set up my Reddit GW profile, I really should have thought of another one, I guess, at the time if I really thought about it. But I just didn't really think that I would be making that many audios. I mean, it was just a lark. 15 months ago. And then it stuck, and it's fine. I'm happy with it. What type of audios do you like? Number six, what type of audios do you like listening to? I most prefer to listen to ramble baps or rambles or improv, usually M4F. Sometimes M for A, and sometimes M for M, but for the most part M for F. But I really like to just listen to stream of consciousness, you know, make yourself feel good kind of audios. Don't listen to a whole lot of this, and this is ironic, maybe a little bit hypocritical. I don't listen to a lot of script fills or even role play. I just want to hear our true moment. That's what I listen to. Number 7. In the film of your life, what actor plays you? And in brackets, he says, I am picking James McAvoy for me, just saying. Well, either him or Lassie, can't make up my mind. And I assume, English guys, you refer to James McAvoy because in one of my audios, my script reads, I mentioned watching a movie that had James McAvoy in it. So in the film of my life, what actor plays me? I don't know, actually. For some very strange reason, I'm thinking Tilda Swinton. I have no idea why I think that. She could not be more different from me. I mean, physically. I know I like Tilda Swinton because she can be quite androgynous, right? Or non-androgynous, genderless, or just mysterious. And yet very charismatic at the same time. Yeah. Tilda Swinton. Sorry if that is not a sexy association. Number 8. Did you notice I missed out question 4? Yes, I did. Number 9. What is your favorite color? I have a few. Blue, greens, black, and orange. I can't pick just one. I guess when I'm looking at fashion or something, or yeah, fashion, probably black. Home goods, probably more like blues. But then if I'm looking at flowers or things like that, it'd be orange. It really depends. I don't really have one favorite color. It depends too. I think the favorite color changes too as you grow older. Like if you had asked me this 20 years ago or 10 years ago or even 5 years ago, I probably would have said blue right off the bat. Yeah. Number 10, what phrases make you melt and likely to fall at my feet? Well, English guys, if you know my audios, I am not likely to fall at your feet. You are more likely to fall at my feet. But what phrases make me melt? In no particular order, let's order out tonight. Do you want a foot rub? Oh, I'll clean up for you. Yeah. There may be others, but those come to mind. Number 11. What is a quirky fact that amuses you? What is a quirky fact that amuses me? I mean, there are things that people say that amuse me. Like the thing that used to really kind of make me laugh is when I used to work in an office building and you get in the elevator and on Wednesday, invariably someone will say, oh, hey, it's hump day, yay. And I would always want to say, why are you in a hurry to get to the end of your week? It's like you're in a hurry to get to the end of your life. Of course, you know, I never would say that, but I can't really think of any right now. Maybe I'll add that in comments later as they occur to me. And I think English guys, I mean, you had some other questions. You had another question on here. Let me see if I can find it. Hold on for a second. Sorry. Don't have this. This page keeps freezing on me. It's very awkward. Oh yes, you added a question. You said, bonus question. Oh yeah, this is just a follow-up to what you had said. Had asked for a POV good boy trademark. Your profile up arrow is blank. Would you like some suggestions as what to put there? Oh, you're welcome to give me suggestions, but I think I already answered this question. Most likely I'm not going to put anything there. Or I'll just put something, you know, wordy yet not very revealing and annoying. Thank you, English guys. I hope that your brethren is, are pleased that you took up like 12 minutes of this AMA. All right. Next is Nuclear Throwaway 99, which I know, Nuke, it is not 99, but 99. I know this about you from your AMA a long time ago. And he had a nice, and I could say they, but I know Nuke's voice and sounds like a he to me. So I'm just for simplicity, so I'm going to say he, but I don't know. He may, they may prefer they. I don't know. You tell me. So, he had a little intro. I'm not going to read. You can read it. He says, basically, I'm just going to steal, like, a bunch of questions I got asked for my Q&A and pretend like I totally made them up myself because I am clearly a towering presence of intelligence and conversational skill. And then I'll just add some garbage ones for the same reason. And, of course, I'm reading this and I can hear it in your accent, which is so cute. Okay, he's Australian. All right. Or, as Nick would say, painfully Australian. All right. Number one, what is the most recent thing you found out about yourself that you're comfortable sharing? Okay. The most recent thing I found out about myself that I'm comfortable sharing is that every now and then I am actually not in a femdom state of mind. That's all I'm going to say about that. I don't even know I'm going to leave that in. All right. But it's very rare. Number two. What is your favorite dinosaur? Now, see, this is embarrassing because I was very taken with dinosaurs when I was like in middle school or something. And I knew all the names of the dinosaurs, even the rare ones. But of course, that was a million years ago, or, well, not quite a million years, but a long time ago. And I only know the main ones, you know, like the main ones from Jurassic Park type main ones. Or, you know, the obvious ones, like Triceratops and Brontosaurus and T-Rex and Stegosaurus. So, yeah, you know what? I'm going to say Stegosaurus because I like those plates. They're cool. Yeah. Number three, what is your favorite flower? I have so many. I mean, in truth, I like plants more than flowers, but I do appreciate flowers. I mean, I do enjoy them very much. Tiger lilies, beautiful. But I also like gladiolas, so. So I guess I like those long-stemmed blossoms. Number four. What is your favorite flower? F-L-O-U-R, flower. My favorite flower to cook with is probably almond flour. I mean, I definitely use the conventional flours, you know, the gluten things. But almond flour is very nice, and there's a cake that I make with almond flour, and it's like a million calories. It's really good. Yeah. Almond. Which actually is, you know, not a very ecological flower because it takes a lot of water to grow almonds. But let me not go into a long tangent about that. Number five. Which river is your favorite flower? Yeah, this must be one of your questions, Nuke. And I'm pretty sure you meant to ask, which flower is your favorite river, right? Well, my favorite river is the Tiber, because it runs through one of my favorite cities. Number six, what does your recording, editing, posting workflow look like? Are there any, and he crossed this out, cheeky, easily stealable trade secrets and techniques you employ across your writing and recording process that you find helpful and useful? Well, I'll tackle the writing part first, since I started writing before I started recording. And that was also a lark. Basically, I started writing because I was at this contract work situation where I had a lot of free time, and they didn't care what I was doing as long as I was there. Okay, so I'd write my little stories. And I had been a reader of a little erotica for a long time, so I thought, you know, I'll write some erotica and put them up there and see what happens. And I've enjoyed a nice reception on little erotica. Anyway, so as far as writing, I just write when I feel like writing. It's not work for me, and I don't put any kind of stress on myself, like, oh, I'm going to write a story a week or a script a week or a month or whatever it is. It's like, if I have, you know, some kind of scenario in mind, I'll just start writing it. And there have been, you know, there have been stubs, story stubs I just don't finish. But I'm not one of these people, like, I have my friends who say, oh, I have writer's block. And I don't put that stress on myself. Like I said, it's not anything like anything close to work for me, or anything close to like a vocation for me. It really is a hobby. So I do it when I feel like it. So I don't think that's very helpful, but I guess, or useful, but I think what I would like to impart is, at least for hobby writers, just do it when you feel like it, you know? And I'm also not this person who, like, researches a lot of things. It's like, I really just write what I feel and what I know. I mean, I just cannot be researching a whole bunch of things. So then going back to the first part of the question, what does your recording, editing, posting workflow look like? Oh, it's a huge mess. I mean, I do work on one thing at a time. Like, I see my friends posting and say, oh, I have like 10 streams I need to edit. I'm so behind. I mean, I do not work that way. So I really just do one thing at a time. I record, and my windows for recording are few, just between the noise of where I live and then time. Anyway, I record when I can, and I usually edit within the day or two. There have been times when I'll record something and don't edit right away, which tells me in my heart I didn't really like the recording, didn't really believe in it, and so I don't bother, I just delete it. That doesn't ever happen very often, though. Usually I know after about a minute or 2 minutes of recording if I like something or not. Oh, my other thing is, when I read a script, and this may surprise people, I hardly ever read a script beforehand. I choose scripts based on tags and based on the writer's synopsis of it. And I'll read maybe, like a dozen lines, and I'll decide if, you know, the cadence of the, I mean, the, not the cadence, but like the speech pattern works for me, like just the writing, the, yeah, it is a cadence, it's like the pacing of it, I guess. So yeah, so I'll record, I'll edit pretty quickly, and I pretty much will post, you know, pretty soon after that. I do always look at the recent postings and make sure there's nothing too similar to what I'm doing, or if it's a script read, to make sure that script hasn't been recently read, which has happened. Even though I don't tend to read new scripts, it has happened that, you know, somebody else picked up that same script. Surprising. So I would hold on to it then. But then it'll be done. But yeah, sorry, Nuke. I don't think that any of that's really helpful. I'm not very premeditated about it. I definitely don't have any kind of schedule. I mean, I think one funny thing is I do have a lot of scripts saved. But when it comes time to recording, I hardly ever pull from the saved list. First of all, it's unwieldy within Reddit, right? Because you can't really sort. So I end up just searching anyway. But saving is useful, because then saving is kind of like a mental post-it. I was like, oh, okay, maybe I'll come back to that, or I'll remember some tags that jumped out at me, and then I'll, you know, maybe I'll pull it up later. Okay, number 7. Do you have plans to return to creating longer form smut like the stories on your Literatica profile and in Strikeout? And are the 5 alive masseurs and masseuses, and thank you for noticing, all staying home, social distancing? Well, you know, they did have to stay home for some months there, but I think all the intimate services people are back at work now, Nuke. And they're probably using more tea tree oil in their you know, their daily wares to kind of help with the antibacterial. I know that it's a virus, not bacteria, but you know what I mean. Okay. Do I have plans to return to creating longer form? Yes, I have a friend who actually teases me. He knows me from Literatica and then found me on Reddit, and he goes, are you ever going to finish that 4-part uncle-niece love affair that you wrote? Because it's been like a year, and now it's been like more than a year. So I'm going to have to finish that story. But beyond that, I don't, like I, you know, like I was saying before about the writing, I think I'll know, there will come a time, I think, when I'll want to go back to writing. But it's never going to be that long. I mean, none of my stories were ever more than 2 pages long. I mean, the Literatica, to be fair, Literatica pages are quite long. It's a long scroll. It's not like an 8.5 by 11 or A4 piece of paper. So yeah, I need to finish that. And I'm just laughing at the masseurs and masseuses. You're adorable. Number 8. Do you have any pets? Do you lean more towards being a dog lover, a cat person, or neither? I do not have pets. Where I live, I can't have pets. And also, just my lifestyle is not conducive. I travel a lot. And I just can't. I don't want to think about getting a, you know, pet walker, pet sitter. I think that's just confusing for the animal, the pet. I don't. Okay, I grew up with dogs, and I adore cats. So I know that's a bit of a namby-pamby answer, but both, really. I like aspects of both dogs and cats. But in my, yeah, I, yeah, dogs, I'm more used to dogs. But I was also very badly bitten by a dog when I was a child. So, you know, there's that too. So, oh, actually, it wasn't even that badly bitten. I just have a bad memory. Number 9, do you have favorites amongst your audios and scripts and writings that you can tell us about and why they stand out for you? I think my favorite audios are my improvs, really, and quite a lot of my improvs, at least the earlier improvs, are based on my stories, loosely based on my stories. And it's just so interesting to think about my early improvs. It was before I even knew what Audacity was. I literally would just talk improv for 20 minutes or something. I mean, I never timed myself, but it would be a 15 to 20 minute. And I wouldn't edit anything. And somehow they sounded great. Somehow, it's like theater. It's exactly like that. It's like if you're on the stage and you can't fix anything. All right, I didn't know I could fix anything. Everything just had to be the way it was going to be, right? And then pressed and then posted. Pressed, I mean, I talk like it's an LP. It's not an LP, but you know what I mean. Yeah, but then somebody said, well, you should really do a little bit of editing because your volume's really low. So I did that. Oh, and then once I knew about editing, it was all over. Yeah, innocence lost. I really miss those early days of like the one-take improv. Yeah, beginner's luck, you could say. But anyway, some of my favorites are most of my improvs. Some of which are not on Reddit anymore anyway. And the writings? Well, Nuke, you mean you pretty much kind of... the Five Alive series is definitely my favorite. My earliest of my favorites. I also like Sodomy and Napa Valley. Although it's a little bit more involved. And kind of more like play-by-play, I feel like. Whereas I think the Five Alive series was more kind of playful, right? So, yeah. And then there are some script reads. Oh, my favorite scripts. My favorite script might be... I think my favorite script might be Thou Shalt Worship Thy Stepmother, which was, oh, I have so many actually now that I think about all the scripts. I just think about that one, which is so funny. I mean, it was based on a request and you would just have to go there yourselves. And there's a script offer and there's also an improv, or I should say my self-fill of that script. It was based on a request. And the request was from a young girl, or it's not young, a young woman, a college-age woman who had a huge crush on her stepmother and wanted to wait on her hand and foot and wanted a script written based on that, and I basically turned around, wrote that script in a day, and recorded it. And I recorded it for the F4F, but then I also made it for F4M, and I also made it for F4A. So, yeah, I really like that one a lot. Thou shalt worship thy stepmom, mother, thy stepmother, and then I flipped the POV, so then M sub. Could read it. Well, it could also be an F sub, but I think it's only been read by M subs or M sub voice, I should say. And the flip of that script for the sub voice is slave to my stepmom. And I have adored every single reading of that script. But I've yet to hear a reading of the F-Dom, the Femdom version of it. I hope that I have to hear that one day. That's not my voice. Nuke, thank you so much, and you are such a talent and a wonderful influence on here. Thank you for being here, and I thank you for your questions.